last night in the Taraweeh, the 21st juz of the Quran was recited. In the first ayat, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given the command to make tilawat, that is, recite the book that has been revealed to you, and establish salah. So, ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been commanded to, number one, make tilawat of the Quran. Tilawat is for a person to read with his tongue, not just merely in his mind. And secondly, to establish and perfect and perform the salah. So the importance of tilawat can be gauged from this, that even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make tilawat of the Quran and to establish salah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great benefit of salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, salah prevents and stops from immodesty and from other wrongs, other evils. So this is the speciality of salah, that when a person will establish salah, perform salah with all its requisites, with concentration, devotion, fulfilling all the rites of salah, then the salah will stop from fahsha, that is, immorality, immodest deeds, and from all other evils and wrongs. This is the power that salah holds within itself. There was one person that used to perform salah, and he used to, after the break of dawn, he used to steal. So the complaint was made that this person is performing salah, but he's also stealing. So then it was said that, leave him, let him continue performing his salah. Salah will stop him from this act of his, of stealing. So, to make an effort, sometimes many wrongs that a person is involved in, he just can't seem to get out of it. And to make an effort on all the different parts of deen, it sometimes is not so easy. So, a person makes an effort on salah, and he performs his salah correctly, perfects his salah, then that salah will create in him the istidad and the ability that he'll be able to uphold all the other commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from all the prohibitions of salah. But obviously this will be when salah is performed correctly. Person is performing salah as it's supposed to be performed. Otherwise, if salah is not performed correctly, a person just comes, leaves, there's no concentration, no devotion. We don't think we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the postures of salah are not correct, or a person's taharat, etc. is not correct, is not reading in the correct times, or is not reading with jamaat, then that effect of salah will not be found. So salah really is very, very important. Sometimes we see that, and the complaint sometimes is made, that this person, he's a five times namazi, five times musalli, but see what he does. He's cheating people, letting people down, etc. So it's not that salah is not stopping him. There's a problem in how he's performing his salah. That's why that effect, desired effect, is not being found. And ulama have also said that Allah Ta'ala says salah will stop a person. That is, it will prevent and prohibit a person. It's the example of this is like a boy is doing wrong. So his father is told that, see what your son is doing. Why don't you stop him? And the father will say that, I stop him. So many times I've spoken to him. What can I do? He doesn't want to listen. So salah will stop a person. Whether the person stops that, now a different story. And then ulama explain that if you take two people, one who performs salah and one who doesn't perform salah, and they both are committing the same wrong. Say for example, they're stealing. And if there had to be any laboratory where their hearts could be analyzed, not physically but spiritually, you'll see that there's a big difference between the hearts. The one who's performing salah but he's doing the act of stealing, he's doing the wrong, his heart is, he's not feeling well, he's got this regret and remorse. And the other person who there's no salah in his life, he's carrying on doing his wrong with no bother, no care in the world. So salah really is a great and very, very important, the first command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will be taken to account for on the day of Qiyamah after Iman. We should make an effort to perform salah with all its requisites. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, this is the greatest thing. So if this part of the ayat is connected to the previous part of the ayah, then it means that Salah is for the dhikr of Allah. In our 24 hours, in our day, 24 hours of our day, we are involved in so many things. Allah has given us salah to take us out of all of those other things. So we come to the masjid to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remember Allah. Aqimis salata li dhikri. Establish salah so that you remember me. So Allah ta'ala is saying that you perform salah, you'll be remembering Allah. This is the greatest thing. And wala dhikrullahi akbar can also mean that the dhikr of Allah, what we know as dhikr of Allah, where we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dhikr and we think of Allah, this is the greatest form of ibadat. And obviously when a person makes dhikr of Allah, then Allah ta'ala will be remembering a person. Fadhkuruni azkurkum. Remember me, make my dhikr, azkurkum, I will remember you. So that also is the greatest thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making, so to say, dhikr, remembering a person. What a great thing this year is. So Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Then, at the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those who will strive and make an effort, fina, in our way, a person makes an effort against his nafs, against the enemies of Islam, and this is done, fina, in the correct way, that has been described, that has been prescribed by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it's according to Shariat, and it's done with ikhlas and with sincerity, then Allah Ta'ala's promise is, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We will open up unto him the doors and the roads and avenues that will lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person will strive and make an effort. Allah ta'ala will put a person on the road that will take him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And verily Allah is with those who do good. Then the next surah is Surah Ar-Rum, the surah of the Romans. So here in the beginning of the surah, a great miracle of the Quran is mentioned, where the Quran, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained and gave the news that the Romans will become victorious. So there were two, so to say, superpowers in those times. One was the Romans who were Christians, and the other was the Persians who were fire worshippers. So the Muslims, because the Romans were Christians, people of a scripture, people who believed in a God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a supreme being. So they felt that the Romans are closer to them. And the mushrikeen, on the other hand, the kuffar of Mecca, who worshipped idols, they were idol worshippers and they worshipped many gods, they saw themselves as being closer to the Persians. So yeah, what happened is that the Romans and Persians used to be always fighting amongst themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غُلِبَتِ الرُّومِ. That the Romans, they have been defeated. The Persians overcame them, and they gave them such a defeat that it seemed this was now the end of the Roman Empire. So when this news reached Makkah Mukarramah, then the mushrikeen, they rejoiced, and they became very happy, and they started also taunting and mocking at the Muslims, that see, like how the Romans were defeated, the Persians have defeated them. In a similar way, we also going to defeat you, and we're going to put an end to you. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Romans have been defeated, but in a few years, less than 9 years, they will now gain victory and they will be victorious again over the Persians. So when this was revealed, then the mushrikeen, they mocked even more. That look at what is the Quran saying? The Romans have been finished. And the Quran is saying that they're going to become victorious. It was impossible to fathom that the Romans would once again regain their power and be able to overcome the Persians. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is true. It was seen in a very short period, less than 9 years, the Roman Empire once again got victory over the Persians, and the words of the Quran were proven to be true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. When that will occur, the believers, the people of Iman, will become happy بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, this happened at the time on the occasion of Badr. So on one side, the Muslims got victory in Badr, and on the other side, the Romans were also given victory over the Persians. So there was a double cause of happiness for the, and celebration for the Muslims. One is the victory that they got over the Kuffar in Badr, and the other, that the truthfulness of the Quran had become apparent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great favor that he has given us such a book. We should strengthen our iman and believe in the Quran. Then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains some of his great signs. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. From amongst Allah's signs is that He has created you from sand, from clay. ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ. then you have now become a human, tantashirun, spreading around, moving about here to there. If we look at all the elements, water, sand, fire, air, sand is the heaviest. Allah has made insan from sand, but man moves around everywhere. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And also from amongst Allah Ta'ala's signs, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, is that Allah has created for you from amongst yourselves, spouses, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may get sukoon from them, so that you may find tranquility, peace from them. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, and Allah has made between you love and mercy. So this year, our spouses, this is a great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two individuals who are complete strangers to one another, but when they become joined through the union of nikah, then immediately such love and such mercy is created between them that it couldn't have happened. This is the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, the purpose of nikah is that a person should find this sukoon, this contentment from his spouse. We should see that our nikahs should be done in the correct way, so that this great benefit can be found in our nikahs. If we look after our wives, our women, and we fulfill their rights, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us, to be kind to them, then definitely we will find the sukoon in our spouses. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions more signs of His. From amongst His signs is the creation of the heaven and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ, and the differences in your languages. We see so many different languages. This is from the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone speaking Arabic, someone speaking English, someone speaking Chinese, someone speaking Persian. All these are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ, and the difference in your complexions. Some are dark, some are light, some are in between. These are all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things, a sign points in the direction of something. So all of these things that Allah has called His signs, it should be pointing us and directing us towards our Khaliq, towards our Creator, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next surah that was recited is Surah Luqman. Luqman radiallahu anhu, according to most ulama, he was not a Nabi. He was a pious, righteous slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed with great wisdom. And many of his advisors are well known throughout the world. Here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the advisors that Luqman gave his son, and they are very pertinent for us. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ, we granted Luqman wisdom. أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, what is this wisdom? That makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the khulasa and summary of the wisdom of Luqman was to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr is such an important quality that a person, he understands everything that I have, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to be grateful to Allah, I have to thank Allah, and have to utilize it in this ni'mat, this bounty, in the correct way. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, if you make shukr, you are making shukr only for your own benefit. One of the benefits is, Allah will increase you in the bounties. When you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will preserve and protect whatever you're making shukr for, and Allah will increase you. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, and a person who is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ, and Allah is independent, worthy of praise. Allah doesn't need you to be grateful to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. So a person should bring shukr in his life. Then the advice that Luqman gave his son, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَوَيَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, the first advice, O my son, do not associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first advice, teaching his son about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions further advices of his son. But in between, Allah ta'ala from his side advises man and commands man to be kind to his parents. Allah ta'ala says, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, we advise man and command man to be good and kind to his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ, his mother has carried him on weakness upon weakness. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, and then she had to breastfeed him and wean him in 2 years. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, our command is that be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. So we have to see our parents, such favors and such they have done so much for us. It's impossible for us to repay them. A person once came with his mother, carrying her on his back, and he brought her for Hajj. After making tawaf of the Kaaba, it was asked that now have I fulfilled the right of my mother, to said to him that you haven't even fulfilled the right of one drop of milk that she had given you. So to be kind to our parents. So after this year, then Luqman's advice carries on, that he tells his son, Ya bunayya innaha intaku mithqala habba. So the advices carry on. From here, the ulama explain that with our children, when we will teach them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will instill in them the love, the greatness, the awareness of Allah. We teach them about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what will happen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill in our children's hearts the respect, and Allah will guide them and give them the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of the parents. When the parents will teach the children about Allah, Allah will make the children fulfill the rights and be kind and inspire the children to be kind to their parents. Then, so carrying on with the advices of Luqman, the second thing he told his son is that, oh my son, if any deed you do is even equal to a speck, to a small atom, and it be in a mountain, or it be in a rock, or it be in the heavens, in the earth, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will bring it forth. Meaning whatever act you do is going to be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah. You will be taken to, have to give account for it. You will be rewarded for the good and punished for the evil. So his second thing he taught his son was about Akhirat. We also teach our children, but then the third thing is about Salah. We also teach our children, we teach them about Salah, to perform Salah, to fast, etc. But the tertib, the sequence is, first we have to teach them of Iman, teaching them about Allah, teach them about Akhirat. Then we teach them about the formal observances of Islam. Once we instill in them the awareness of Allah, the yaqeen of Akhirat, then the other acts that we teach them, that will be easy for them to bring into their lives. So then Luqman tells his son, oh my son, establish Salah, command what is right, stop from what is wrong. And he also teaches his son to be patient. Wasbir ala ma asabak. So this is also another important quality we have to instill in our children. Everything won't be the way you want. Sometimes things will be difficult. You have to make sabr upon this. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Now he also taught his son how to deal with people, how to interact with people. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn your face away from people. So akhlaq, character. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Don't walk with pride on the earth. Teaching his son how to walk. And وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْرِكَ. Walk in a moderate way, not very fast, not very slow. وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. And lower your voice, how to speak. So akhlaq, character, morals, all of this have to be taught to our children. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The next surah is Surah Al-Sajda. Surah Al-Sajda, there are great fadail mentioned regarding it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned a person who will read Surah Al-Sajda and Surah Tabarak Al-Ladhi at night. You'll get the reward of making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. And it is a surah that you should try and read every night. As Al-Mazakir Ahmadullah has mentioned some riwayat that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would read the surah every night before he would go to sleep. Similarly, on a Jumu'ah, it is sunnah to read it in the Fajr Salah. So in Surah Al-Sajda, the theme of this year, the Makki Surah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His Qudrat, His power, and majority of the surah is to do with regards to the Akhirah. So that's why it's read on a Jumu'ah also, and Surah Al-Dahr, this year also speaking about the Akhirat, about Jannat and Jahannam, so that the yaqeen of this comes into our hearts. One two ayat from here. One Allah Ta'ala says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Who are the people who believe in the signs of Allah? They are one of the qualities is that their sides are separated from their beds. That is, they stand up in salah at night, performing tahajjud, qiyamul layl. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. And they call out and make dua to their Rabb. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Out of fear and in hope. And وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They spend of what we have provided for them. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. A person will have these qualities in his life. What will he get in exchange for it? Allah Ta'ala says, no soul knows. No soul knows of the joys that have been kept hidden for it. Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will give a person Jannat. Jannat is such a place and such bounties are there that no soul has ever, no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, and it cannot be fathomed and thought of by any person. And then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that if a person wants to be a leader in deen, then there are two qualities he has to have. One is lamma sabaru, to have the quality of sabr, to be steadfast, and وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, to have yaqeen and conviction on the ayat, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama say that بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْيَقِينَ تُنَالُ الْإِمَامَةُ فِي الدِّينَ, that by having sabr and yaqeen, a person will get now imamat and he will get leadership in deen. And the last surah that was recited is Surah Al-Ahzab. Ahzab means the different groups, and this refers to the battle of Ahzab, which is also known is the battle of Khandaq, the battle of the trench, when the kuffar of Mecca together with other Arab tribes had conspired and plotted with the Jews of Medina Munawwara and the Munafiqeen, and they all assembled and attacked Medina Munawwara. Between 10 to 15,000 of them came and laid siege to Medina Munawwara, and the Muslims were very, very weak. They didn't have the ability, enough strength and arms, etc., to go out and attack this great force, all these armies that had gathered, and they were forced to defend Medina from inside Medina. And at that occasion, it's very famous that Salman radiallahu anhu gave the right to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should dig a trench on one side of Medina. So this is how it became known as the Battle of Khandaq. So it was a very trying and testing time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba went through great fear. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 4 of his salah became qada. It was so difficult and so much of fear, and they had to face the enemy that 4th salah he couldn't perform, he had to make them qada. And also the famous stories of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hunger that he had to go through when Sahaba showed him that they had stones tied to their stomach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his Mubarak kurta and also showed he also had stones tied to his belly. So one occasion, one Sahabi told his wife that, "I see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's voice has become very weak. He hasn't eaten for a few days." And then they made arrangements to invite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for food. So this is the battle of Ahzab. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how Allah ta'ala granted the Muslims victory. And Allah assisted them with His unseen help and with His armies. إِذْ جَاءَتْكُمْ جُنُودٌ, when all the armies assembled and came around and gathered around Medina. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا, Allah Ta'ala says, how did we destroy them? And how did we grant the Muslims victory? We sent a wind upon them. A severe wind came and the enemies had to disperse. وَجُنُودًا, and we sent upon them other armies. لَمْ تَرَوْهَا, which you could not see. So Allah Ta'ala's غَيْبِ help, unseen help, will come to the Muslims. But the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, indicates towards, if you want this ghaibi and unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will you acquire it? Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu ittaqillah. 4 ingredients Allah ta'ala gives. Number 1, ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, wala tuti'i al-kafirin wal-munafiqin, don't obey the kuffar and don't obey the munafiqin. Thirdly, wattabi' ma yuha ilayka min rabbik, follow what is revealed to you. That all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establish it, bring it into your life. And watawakkal ala Allah, and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see in all eras, the kuffar gather and try and make efforts to wipe out the Muslims, to harm the Muslims. Presently also, in Afghanistan also, we saw how many countries of the world united, over 50 countries. But when these qualities are found in the Muslims, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will be with them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us yaqeen on His being and grant us the tawfiq to make and to trust and rely on Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the Muslims wherever they are being oppressed and grant victory to the Muslims in Islam.